When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for tuning in wherever you might be all over North America. You could be in New England, where the Patriots now lead the Giants 17-7. You could be here in Atlanta with me. Well, the Falcons suck. You could be in Ole Miss or Oxford, Mississippi. Yeah, where Lane Kiffin left. You could be in Baton Rouge, the Red Baton, where Lane Kiffin is now taking over. We're going to hear some of the comments from Lane Kiffin from his introductory press conference at LSU from a few hours ago. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got Michael Jordan out here getting ready to sue NASCAR. Oh, okay, tough guy. It's Michael Jordan. Why can't he sue, right? Show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM, channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker, be smart, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you to our guests who joined as well. We appreciate you, Bill Bender, coming through from the Sporting News. Talks all things college football. Hey, thank you as well to Brian DiArdo joining us to talk NFL football on behalf of CBS Sports. And we know this is going to be the final weekend. Or excuse me, watch this. This is the final game that we got going on right now. Week 13 of the NFL regular season. It's December 1st. It's been that way all day long. Damn. How did we get here? About 31 days away from 2026? Oh, my God. How unbearable. Yeah, you can slow the music down, Botcha. Damn. 2026? Botcha, it's going to be New Year's Day at the end of the month.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about that. If I don't think about it, it won't be here quick. Because then, if it hits New Year's, then it's a new year, and I don't like that.
You don't like a new year?
No, because it's another year of getting older.
Well, it's inevitable. Every second that you're alive, you're getting older.
I know that, but New Year's is a reminder that I'm getting older. I know it's supposed to be a happy holiday, where it's like, oh, new year, new me. But it's just getting older.
Oh. What are you doing? You gonna have a party? You having a party? You gonna be in Times Square with a diaper on? What are you doing?
Good question. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'll explore probably.
Explore.
I don't know.
What is there to explore on New Year's when it's cold in New York?
There's a lot of things you can do. I like walking around sometimes, just outside.
Walking around where?
Around the city, maybe.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, right. You going to go to Times Square and explore out there?
Yeah, no. That's one of the few places I will not be.
Okay, all right. I hear everybody out there, you have to, you got to get there early. When you get there, you get a spot. You have to stay in that spot, and you got to stand around for hours on, I'm talking like, 8, 9, 10 hours, I think you got to stand out there?
It might be more than that. And it's also, even still, there's no bathrooms, like you said, so you have to wear diapers. And it's freezing. And there's no food or beverage, so you're kind of just there. It's bad.
Tourists do this or people? There's people who live in New York who want to do this. They do. I don't get it.
Also, you can see the ball every other day of the year. It's there, 24/7.
Yeah. No. Well, it's lowered once.
Well, no, technically, it goes back up and then it counts down every other day. So
what? No, the thing just sits there.
It drops, right? But I think they also have a setting where the ball itself goes down like each day. It goes down a little bit.
I don't know about that, man. That thing is, it just, they bring it down and then you can look up and go, oh my God, this is the year. But it just stays there until they start testing it. I don't know. Hey, go by tomorrow and let us know.
I should. It's not that far from here. It's a couple stops.
Yeah, well, yeah. What, two stops on the train? Yeah, go. Why don't figure it out?
Yeah, is it 42nd Street? Yeah, I can get there.
Yeah, you can do that. Just go figure it out. Speaking of New York, this is another New York disaster. The Giants have gotten on the board here. All right, Jackson Dart threw a touchdown pass to Darius Slayton. And so the New York Giants are on the board against the Patriots. The Patriots still lead 17-7. Okay, Drake May threw a touchdown to Kayshawn Booty. And then we also saw a 95-yard punt return for a touchdown from Marcus Jones. And then, of course, they had a field goal as well. And there's no surprises here. New England has a record of 10-2. The New York Giants have a record of 2-10. And so there was an expectation that they would beat the living hell out of them. And then one developing story that we will already have in this game is the fact that Abdul Carter was once again held out in the opening series here for the New York Giants. Again, for violating team rules. Okay, he missed the first two drives of the game. And the last time they said that he was late. This is a rookie, man. Like, this is where the New York Giants are? That they're rookie? And, okay, fine, he's a rookie, but he can't show up to work? I mean, the guy had to kind of refute reports that, you know, he was missing team meetings because he was asleep, and he says, no, I was getting treatment, and I screwed up. But now he's saying that, you know, he still can't be on time. He was dressed in a winter coat for their opening drive. Okay, whatever. This season can't end fast enough for the Giants. The Botcher, what are they doing now? I wish they just get blown out so they can, well, they're in the process. I don't know. When you're bad, you just got to get real bad. And the Giants are real bad right now. They deserve a beating.
Well, even still, at this point, it seems that the only thing to prove is to develop guys like Abdul Carter and guys like Jackson Dart, but it doesn't help when your top 10 pick isn't doing what he's supposed to as an elite first-round draft pick, where he's showing up to meetings and being a leader in the locker room. So that's something that's not good. And on top of that, Jackson Dart is playing reckless, to say the least, and it doesn't look like he's learning to play into the system.
Well, that'll take time. That'll take time. This is his first game back. I think more importantly, it's Abdul Carter and just trying to, because that's establishing a culture. I mean, if there's one thing that most people can easily do, and if you can't do it, you probably don't deserve to have the job. It's just show up on time. That's it. You know, you can show up on time. All right. The JR Sport Brief Show starts every day here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm not going to be late to work. Like, how? Like, what type of crap is it if I'm just like, oh, you know what? There's no job. Is it? How difficult is it? And there's a way to see people make excuses about things. They do. I don't want to give away dirty secrets or secrets or anything, but I'll tell you this. Like, if there is just bad weather, and this is not have anything to do with our station, but if there's bad weather, you know, people rely on people on the radio and TV. The news anchor, you never see a news anchor just kind of walk out there because they got to be there before the show starts. And if you know if there's a snowstorm or what have you, you want to know something, they put them in a hotel across the street. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. When you work in a public space and people rely on you, you're a part of people's habits. Show up for work. And if you're Abdul Carter and you're getting millions of dollars and all you got to do is bust a quarterback's ass, show up to work. And so I'm less concerned about Jackson Dart. He's either going to sink or swim, or he'll be the next quarterback that gets the living hell beat out of him. But we've seen the glimpses. And for a Giants team that's trying to establish any identity that's positive, you got to have dudes who can at least show up for work. Jackson Dart, he said before this game, obviously, he says, listen, after my concussions, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. I've been waiting for it. You know, obviously, these primetime games are ones that you have circled on your calendar. So excited to go out there, go compete at a high level, and do everything, you know, my power to, you know, rally these guys, to put our team in the best situation, you know, when the clock hits zero, that, you know, we're going to come out with a win.
Yeah. The New York Giants, I told you, they got big issues, okay? New York Giants got a defensive star, or they hope he's a defensive star. He can't show up for work on time. And then they got Malik Nabers. Ooh, well, damn it, he dealt with a concussion last year. Now he blew out his knee this year. And he's on the sidelines. He can't play. We won't see him until next year, maybe. And like last week when they were playing against Detroit, like he was criticizing and agreeing with some of the play calling and some of the criticism of the play calling online. Is this what I want from my star wide receiver while he's hurt? That this guy's just going to be online and he's going to be agreeing that I suck? Listen to what Mike Kafka had to say about his star wide receiver who's injured on Twitter or X criticizing him.
These guys have the ability to express themselves. That's the beauty of the National Football Players, the National Football League. You can express yourself any way you want. The beauty of it is, and I think any player, like, I think they're going to go out there and they're going to make, you know, have an opinion of what they like to see. But at the end of the day, you know, those are the calls we got to make on game day, and those are calls we got to make for the betterment of the team.
So as a coach, you don't have an issue with the player publicly basically saying you felt like you guys trying to lose the game by how bad.
Again, I didn't see what he said, so I don't necessarily have a comment on it.
Oh boy, come on, man. If you're gonna say what you say, then stand on it. Like you've responded to it the first time, and then you said I didn't really see what he said, so I don't have a. You just had a comment, and he asked you for specifics, and now you have no comment. Like, stop it. Come on. I know Mike Kafka just got here as the head coach of the New York Giants, the interim coach, but do better. You can't have players going out here just saying whatever. It's very simple. If you want to establish a culture, you can't just say, oh, our players can say whatever they want. No. You know, when it comes to scheme and what we do as a team and the coaching decisions, obviously that falls on me. And we've had a discussion with Malik. Everything is good. Done. Period. Well, what y'all discuss? Well, that conversation between us, done. Finished. That's it. He looks silly to go back and forth. You can't make some of this stuff up. And then you wonder why some of these teams are oh so bad. It's leadership. I mean, does Abdul Carter want to be in the NFL? He can't show up to work on time. What are we doing? Leadership. You got Malik Nabers who can't even play and he's criticizing the coach. Leadership. You want to know why I don't think that's going to happen? The New England Patriots. I can see Mike Vrabel telling the guy, hey, sit your ass down for the whole game. Just sit down. Okay. I can see Sean Payton, I don't know, kicking his quarterback in the backside and then insulting him publicly like he did Russell Wilson. As much of a jerk that he is, I think he's a real jerk, it's leadership. And some teams could certainly stand to benefit. Huh, what a world. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I don't know. Between the New York Giants and the New York Jets. At Botcher in New York, which one is considered worse? Does anybody even care right now?
I think the Jets are considered worse just because they don't have a quarterback.
Oh, wow.
That's the only difference between them. And you could argue the Jets have more picks, but the Giants have a settled QB.
No, they hope. Said if he's healthy. Oh, did you watch that Jets Falcons train wreck yesterday?
Oh, I did. It was interesting to say the least.
It was ugly. How many people? It was raining. It was cold. I can't believe people showed up for that crap, huh?
Not many people showed up, but there were insane people that actually did watch that game.
In the cold, in the rain.
In the cold, in the rain. And I think next weekend's going to be rainy and wet too.
Isn't it snowing soon in New York?
It's going to rain. It's going to snow tomorrow and I think Saturday.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Look at New York City. Already snowing and cold. I'm glad I made my trip there when I did. No more New York for me. Look at Jackson Dart. Up. Oh! almost to it. Did he throw a touchdown? No, didn't count.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see the graphics, so I don't think it counted.
No touchdown. No. At least he's going for it. It could have been 17 to 14, but okay, Jackson Dart throwing the ball, good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you Lane Kiffin, he had his introductory press conference today at LSU. Yesterday he was in Oxford, but today he was in Baton Rouge. And so he already has some words about why he chose LSU. Oh, the Giants are garbage. Bacha, they went for a fake punt. Tried to convert.
You're being too generous. He just stubbed his toe on the turf.
Cool. That was cool?
I think so.
He couldn't kick it?
Yeah, he like came up short from the ball. I've never seen that before.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Cool. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jackson Dart. Oh, my. Okay. Bacha, you're correct. That wasn't a fake. You are correct. The Giants went for a field goal. And I don't know, maybe I spoke this into existence. Young Wei Koo, who used to kick here in Atlanta for the Falcons, went to kick the football for a field goal. He planted his right foot. He went to go kick with his other foot. And instead of making contact with the football, he kicked into the dirt. He was short of the football by like a foot. He kicked the turf. And he just had to run. They had the punt of the holder had to run around with the ball. And the cameras caught Jackson Dart in slow motion going, oh, my God. Turning away from the field and saying, oh, my God. Wow. You can't make this up. I feel bad for the Giants at this point. I feel sad for them. I've never seen that in my life. That was pathetic. Damn. I hope you have a better Monday than Young Wei Koo. They're going to fire that man tomorrow. Damn. Anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Lane Kiffin. He had a good day. He's getting $91 million over the next 7 years. The second highest paid coach in the entire college football system besides Kirby Smart. Well, we'll hear what Lane Kiffin had to say. I'm going to laugh some more about Young Wei Koo not being able to kick a football. Damn, what a day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my goodness. And they just scored again. 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 The New England Patriots. They just scored another touchdown. It is now 24-7. The Patriots lead the New York Giants. Horrible. Drake May connects with Kyle Williams on a 33-yard touchdown pass. This is after Young Wei Koo, and this is going to go down as one of the biggest. Bacha, what do you call that when somebody screws up? What do they call it again?
Oh, blooper.
Blooper.
Yeah.
We don't have those shows anymore. I think the players might be too sensitive. Do you remember we used to have, they used to be, I know, well, let me not say that. Shaquille O'Neal has Shaq and a Fool. The NFL doesn't have a blooper show? Like, where we at? There's no segment? Like, come on, does ESPN still do Come On, Man, or they stop stealing that?
I don't think I see that anymore.
Wow. Yeah, we don't have an NFL blooper show as far as I know. But if we did, Young Wei Koo would be at the front of that. The man went to go kick a field goal. And then he did not even make contact with the football. He kicked the ground before he connected with the ball. And if he put all the force into the ground, he didn't kick the ball. I don't know. The holder had to grab the ball and run around, and he got driven into the ground. Turnover. Now, of course, the Patriots have taken advantage of that. 24-7, the New England Patriots lead the New York Giants. Pathetic. They should end the game on that botcher. The Patriots scored another touchdown, but they should just... Can we end this game? Can we end it?
I think morally it was ended for Jackson Dart once he saw that. I think he gave up.
I've never seen... I don't want... You know what? I have to put that in the Grammatica space. And I think we discussed that last week or 2 weeks ago before that. Stupid injuries in sports. And Grammatica celebrating in the first quarter of his rookie season, kicking a field goal, and then he blew out his knee. Like, Younghoe Koo attempting... does that count? Did they count that on a box score as an attempted kick?
I don't think so. I think it's a sack, technically.
He didn't even attempt to kick the ball, huh?
Well, he tried to, but I don't think it counts as an attempt if you don't make contact.
Yeah, that's why when I first initially thought it, I'm like, oh, this is a trick play that didn't happen. And it's like, oh, no, it's not. He didn't even kick the ball. Yeah, well, let's see. I'm looking at, is there a field goal attempt here on the score, the box score? Let's see. Oh, man, it shouldn't be so tough. Why is it so tough for me to look up a field goal attempt?
Because nobody, I don't think anybody looks at that. But either way, they just turn the ball over again, it looks like, the Giants.
Oh, my God, a fumble. Oh. And this is what America gets?
Well, he was ruled down, but that looked like it was out before he hit the floor.
Yeah, that's a fumble. Yep, that's a fumble. Whose idea was it to put the Giants on?
Some director at ESPN. They paid extra money for it.
Hey, shout-outs to Ronnie Barnes. He's been leading the athletic staff for the New York Giants forever. He is one of the most powerful people in the organization. Yeah, the guy who fumbled the ball, he looks like he is knocked out. Yeah, the poor guy. Well, I guess they're going to let the Giants keep the ball here, huh?
Really?
It's a fumble. No. Fumble.
Yeah, rough go. I blame Younghoe for that one.
Damn. Now, are the Patriots going to score another touchdown to make this 31-7 in the first half?
I'd assume so. They're in basically the red zone.
Oh, boy. You cannot make this up. Oh, boy. And that was a fumble on the kick return. Wasn't that?
Yes. So they've had a punt. They gave up a punt return touchdown. They missed a field goal, given up two touchdowns, and then fumbled on the kickoff now.
And now we got and I'm not advocating. This is a bad idea. Does Jackson Dart, he probably doesn't smoke, right?
I think he does.
Oh, well.
He gives off that vibe.
Maybe. I was thinking more so cigarettes, but Jay Cutler used to stand on the sidelines for the Bears. He was the most miserable-looking quarterback. Yeah, mostly with the Bears, not even in Denver. But when he was in Chicago, he looked like the most miserable quarterback ever. He gave Aaron Rodgers a run for his money when it came down to looking miserable. Jackson Dart may be on his way. And he just got to the damn New York Giants. But after watching it, I want to give him a cigarette. I just, hey, man, just smoke this, let me calm you down, calm your nerves just a little bit. Oh. Get ready to hit the 2-minute warning here in New England, man. They either going to kick a field goal or get a touchdown. So we'll definitely, keep you up to date on this one as we're down to 2 minutes here in the first half. This is an ugly game. It's like anything that could go bad for the Giants has just gone bad here. I mean, outside of an injury, you got a player late, a punt return touchdown, you're fumbling on a kickoff. Oh, the kicker can't kick. It's just pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, a little pathetic. Hey, let's listen to Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin spoke to the media today. First time ever in Baton Rouge. And he pretty much told everybody why he decided to join LSU. He said, this is the best job, the best program, period.
At LSU is the best job in football. When you take the history, tradition, passion, and the great players in the state of Louisiana, no one can argue that when you're in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night, there is nothing like it. And this place is built for championships with championship expectations. We understand that. But as an elite competitor, that's exactly what you want. And that's why we're here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, he said championships. Well, he says that's the expectation here at LSU. We got to get back to winning titles.
Entire state of everybody that I talked to at some point, okay, was aligned that the number one thing in this state is to get LSU football back to the championship level where it was at before. That's very unique to have everyone in the state, okay, on the same page to get the same thing done.
Man, it is crazy. It is absolutely nuts to me how on just in 24 hours, you could just now it's LSU this and LSU that and LSU. And then he had the nerve today to say, I don't know how much I'm getting paid. I know I'm getting paid a lot of money. I just wanted to, you know, be here. This is the best place to be. Oh, come on. Everything is all of a sudden we. It's because they're paying you, bro. We. Like he's been there forever. Pandering and kissing backsides. And I wonder how long it's going to be before it's no longer we and he decides to ultimately leave. It's just nuts. Oh, speaking of New York, I guess there's one good thing in New York, if maybe possibly a botcher. What the hell are the Mets doing?
Yeah, they just signed Devin Williams to a 3-year, $50 million deal, according to Passan and everybody else.
Oh.
No opt-outs.
Oh. And then instead of Yankees wanted his I got to watch my words. Didn't they say the Yankees wanted him back?
I'm not sure about that. He was inconsistent, finished strong, but I don't know. Feels very early, but it's a lot of money. It's more than $50 million guaranteed.
What is he going to do? Return to his time like when he was with the Brewers?
I don't know if he could handle New York, and that's been seen.
Well, Helsley couldn't. He went to Baltimore now. So yeah. I guess he's replacing them, and I guess he's also insurance for Edwin. You think Edwin Diaz is coming back now? They told him good riddance.
It's a good question. I think this is a backup plan if Edwin Diaz doesn't come back,
right,
where if he decides to get more money somewhere else, they're okay with sliding him to the ninth inning.
Yeah, they'll just... The Mets are going to Met. It's like this is how things go. Wow. New York teams suck. Is there one... The Knicks are good, right? They're good? They're okay.
Yeah, I'd say they're good. Yeah, they're good in the regular season.
Yeah, they're good. It's still no... I think people are smoking anything if they think the Knicks are winning a championship. And not with this team. And I don't know what additions they could make or change. Yeah, the teams in New York are just, they leave a lot to be desired. The New York Yankees are crying poverty all of a sudden. I never thought I'd see the day. New York Mets, what about them? Am I missing it? Jets and Giants suck. The basketball team in Brooklyn doesn't exist. The hockey teams, the Devils are doing okay right now. But do they count? Do they count? They count, right?
Yeah, I guess. But their best player just cut his hand on a steak knife or a glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Islanders and Rangers are kind of whatever right now. But Letty, fix it. Why are things so bad in New York right now?
You want me to fix it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That I cannot do.
Did you see Young Wei Koo try to kick a football?
I did. You know, I got to tell him, thank you, because that's something I have never, ever, ever seen before at any level. I mean, down to high school. And I watched a lot of high school football coming up, covering that back in the day. I have never seen a kicker bust his ass and trip into the turf because he messed up his steps. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen them miss. I've seen them kick hands of the holder. I've never seen a guy kick the turf and not the ball. So thank you, Young Wei Koo. You gave me something I've never seen before.
That's something that I would do. He's not supposed to do that. I would do that. He's not supposed to do that.
you know, it's funny when you watch guys that are professional and you like make everything look easy. But like when you look at that and you look at it and you go, you get paid for this? Like it looked like, did you just start doing this? And he's been around for a long time.
Well, Falcons just cut him earlier this year. And I don't want to say it'd be funny because it wouldn't be. It'd be sad. Could you imagine if the Giants just cut him tomorrow morning?
I can imagine it. I would think it should happen. They've gone through, like, this is the third kicker this year. So
yeah, Gano's hurt. Yeah.
Gano's done for the year. Mecca Tenemaha, whoever the hell his name was, he's gone because he couldn't kick the ball straight. But at least he actually kicked the ball. So I would say that Koo is on thin ice. But with the Giants, I mean, it almost feels like, well, what's the difference? And that's a bad way to go about it.
This is like if Steph Curry... Well, not that Young Wei Koo is no, I'm Morton Anderson or something like that. But this is, I don't even know what's the equivalent to this. An air ball? Does that exist?
No.
The ball slips out your hand when you attempt to shoot. It ends up on the floor at the free throw line.
I don't know. I feel like if you're in the corner shooting a three, mm-hmm. this would be the equivalent of the ball landing in the sixth row behind you.
Behind you. Oh, yeah.
Because okay. you can kick the ball and miss. You can kick it into your lineman's, you know, behind. You can do a lot of things that look really bad. You can
You didn't even kick it?
You got to kick the ball. I mean, honestly, that's something that, like, I could probably pull that off. I'm not making the kick. I'm not getting it more than 3 inches off the ground. But I think I could physically get my foot to the football.
You know what? I know this game has no consequences on anything. That and New York football mistake is in the same space, I think, of the butt fumble. I know he's the kicker and who cares, but I'm never going to forget seeing that ever in my life.
You know, I don't know if it's going to have the same lore.
That was Thanksgiving. This was Thanksgiving. Monday night.
Yeah, no, we're watching it, but I don't know. I feel like that, you know, it had a little bit more to it. But either way, this is something that I hope I remember because it's not every day. And that's, again, I'm serious. Thank you, Young Wei Koo. It is not every day that you can watch a football game and literally come out of it saying, I have never in my life seen anything like that.
Well, I think a lot of us will definitely remember it if he gets the boot tomorrow. Okay, so
Will he find out? Will he know?
What do you mean,
Will? Well, I'm just saying he gets the boot. I mean, he obviously can't handle a boot, so will he even get the memo to know that he doesn't have a job anymore, that your locker is in the parking lot to get the hell out of here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He may have to go kick in the CFL. I don't know.
I know it's hard to be a kicker. I'm well aware. Like, I get it. I'm not making fun. There's got to be other guys that are on the street right now that are practicing that have to be a better option for the Giants than that. Because that can't happen.
Nothing better than Jackson Dart caught on camera going, oh, my God, and turning away from the field.
And that's something where you got to, like, you know, teach the rule. But at the same time, like, that's a natural reaction. How could you not have that kind of reaction?
Yeah. Welcome to the New York Giants, buddy. Welcome to the Giants. All right. Oof. It is. This has been bad for them, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back, start to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now... Well, what's the latest score in this terrible ass-whooping the Giants are getting? What else is going on in the world of sports? You just heard his voice. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Because the Giants can't do anything right. They allow the New England Patriots to kick another field goal before we get to halftime. And so as it stands right now, New England leads the New York Giants 30-7. Now, I know this is not going to be the pace of the game, but could you imagine if this was, you know, a 60-14 game? Not going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. Anyway, New England Patriots on their way to a 11-2 record New York Giants on their way to 2-11. Oh, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Also, I mean, there's more piling on to Mike Tomlin, and we'll get into this tomorrow. We got James Harrison now saying that things need to change. With the Pittsburgh Steelers, he said things are stale. They don't have the best use of their players and their talents on the schemes. It's just beat up on Mike Tomlin day. Okay, all right. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we roll out of here, before I pick up the phone lines, let's do this. We do it at the end of every show. We talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Congratulations. Welcome. It is December 1st, 2025. Let's go back in time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 1st, 1996, Wayne Gretzky, he becomes the first player in NHL history to reach the 3,000-point plateau. Listen to Wayne Gretzky tell you on TNT how he got the nickname, The Great One.
I was 10 years old. A reporter from the London Free Press came down and did a story on me. I scored 400 goals that year.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, you know, at the end of the article, he said, NHL guys have one nickname, Mr. Hockey, the Golden Jet. And they said, we should just call him the Great One. Well, my dad tried to kill that right away. And it just kept coming back and coming back. And finally, I just was like, well, we're going to have to live with it.
No, they had a great one. Well, we know he is the Great One. I don't care who has the most goals in the NHL. Now, ain't nobody catching him when it comes to points. December 1st, 2013. Josh Gordon, he had an opportunity to be great. Substance abuse. But anyway, on 2013, he had 10 catches, 261 yards, and two touchdowns. And, of course, it was the Browns, so they lost to the Jaguars 32-20. He became the first player in NFL history to have two consecutive 200-yard receiving games. Listen to Josh Gordon haul it in back-to-back on Fox.
In the end zone, first. Oh, it's caught by Gordon. He's over 200 yards. This has never happened back-to-back in the history of pro football, and he takes it 95. Can you believe it? He had 237 receiving yards last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This week, well over 295-yarder right there.
Yeah, man, he would have been great if he could stay out there. December 1st, 2015, the Philadelphia 76ers, they ended the longest losing streak in the history of pro sports. Okay, they went out there and beat the Lakers 103-91. It was a 28-game losing streak. The Pistons went out there and matched it. Well, 23-20-24, but anyway, let's go back to 2025, or excuse me, we're in 2025 now. It's too many dates here. Let's go back to 2015. It's what TJ McConnell had to say about the team's first win. He spoke to Scott Farrell. Here, listen.
You know, it feels great to finally get that first win, but I agree with you completely that we had a ton of games on that road trip that we were in, and especially before the road trip, that we could have won. And, you know, it was disappointing, but it brought us closer together and made us hungrier and showed that we can play with a lot of teams in the NBA. And, it's glad to get that one tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to win. December 1st, 2018. How about this? People like to take a dump on this guy. I remember this, not for good reasons. Jalen Hurts, he came off the bench, threw a touchdown, ran for another in the fourth quarter, and Alabama beat Georgia. Yeah, they beat the Bulldogs 35-28 to win the SEC championship. This hurt my soul. Take a listen to Jalen Hurts, his 15-yard touchdown run.
Westwood Hurts gets the shotgun snap, quarterback draw, up the middle, room to run over the 10, Hurts to the 5, towards the end zone, and he is in! Touchdown, Alabama! Touchdown, Jalen Hurts, a 15-yard scamper, and the Crimson Tide on top, 34-28, 104 to go. What a performance by Hurts coming off the bench.
Yeah, now he's a champ, and Tua is, well, he got a national championship. 2018, December 1st. I remember this as well. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, they fought to a draw. Deontay Wilder, he held his WBC heavyweight championship. He knocked this guy down twice at the Staples Center, and Tyson Fury's like The Undertaker. Listen to Deontay Wilder on the draw.
I really thought I had him out of there because I hit him with the right hand and follow with the left hook. And, you know, everyone knows I got heavy hands and I hit hard. And I literally seen this man eyes rolling in the back of his head. And I seen Jack on the ground with him, you know, checking him. I'm like, it's over, you know. You know, only God knows how he got back up. You know, it was a great fight. At the end of the day, it was a great fight. Like I said, we both go home as winners.
Yeah, well, they drew, so nobody won. I'll tell you this much. In 2019, he lost. Okay, he got his ass beat. Oh, my God. I saw that. I was in Vegas for that. I saw that fight. He beat his ass. Oh, my God. Wilder got his ass beat. Nice guy, by the way, but he got his ass beat. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm sure if I see Deontay sooner than later, he may beat my ass if he knows what I just said. 888-710-4ISN. Mark from California, you got 10 seconds. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing and all that stuff. Now here I am. Hey, Botcher, pick him up for me.
Listen, you're 2-10. You don't go for a half a yard down 20 points. Joke of an NFL team. A joke. Kafka, you're in way over your head, buddy. Way over your head.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling from California. Yeah, well, yeah, the New York Giants, 30-7. They're currently losing to the New England Patriots at halftime. So we'll talk about this disaster tomorrow. We'll talk about whether or not these Patriots, are they real contenders? We'll get into that. We'll hear the comments from James Harrison about, you know, Mike Tomlin. Everybody wants to fire Mike Tomlin. So we got a lot to discuss tomorrow. Of course, we're going to have the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. So we have a lot to get into. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our guests for coming through. Brian Diardo from CBS Sports covers all things NFL. Thank you so much as well. Always Bill Bender from the Sporting News. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's on Twitter, X, Instagram, all the things. You can catch me on X making fun of Young Weku for missing a kick. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.